My name is Kelsey. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from codependency and depression.
Hey, Kelsey. Hey, guys.
As a child, I had heard about God from time to time and went to church every now and then. My family is the family you would typically see at church only on the important holidays. It was a very rare occurrence in our household. We were more on the CEO side of the spectrum, Christmas and Easter only. By all means, I was not oblivious to the name Jesus, but I never had an actual relationship with him either. There was the occasional church camp my friends would invite me to, and I would attend, but it never truly resonated with me. In our family, it was honestly not much of an importance to us. At 18, I was in my first relationship. We dated for 3.5 years, on and off, and during that time, my life revolved around him and making him happy. It was a very unhealthy relationship of abuse, lies, and sexual sin, living together and spending our nights smoking weed. I had no clue what the true meaning of love was, but I was so afraid of being alone that I did not want to leave. Due to manipulation and guilt, I remained in a toxic relationship for far too long. My codependency, which I didn't even know there was a word for added at the time, was very evident to everyone but me. Why else would I stay with someone who verbally and physically abused me? My mind was set to the lie that no one would love me. The lie that I was unworthy and therefore deserved to be treated poorly was on constant replay in my head. When I was 20, I got a call from my dad that would change the course of my life forever. My dad had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He passed away a year later. The most important man in my life had been taken from me, the one who I could rely on for anything. As a daughter, of course, I had a dependent relationship with my dad. He was my daddy, and I was his little girl. My dad's passing left me with so much hatred and anger towards God, or the God I wasn't even sure existed. My depression and suicidal thoughts were at an all-time high. I headed down a destructive path of bad decisions. I found myself partying and engaging in the wrong crowd. My nights consisted of drinking, smoking weed, and searching for affection from men. I needed something in my life to take the pain away. Even though I was doing all these things, I still had a void that could not be filled. One day, while on social media, I came across the porch at Watermark. Not too long after that, I went to the Watermark's Young Adults Ministry to check it out. What I thought would be a one-time thing turned into an every Tuesday occurrence. After attending a few months, I learned the truth about the undeniable love of God. I finally began to understand the good news of Jesus. I realized that I was a slave to my own desires and needed a great Savior. God sent his son Jesus to die and pay the ultimate price for my sin and debt to God. This sacrifice was a true representation of his love and grace. He was buried with my transgressions, and God raised him from the dead, proving that he had defeated all sin. Even after I trusted in Christ, it was not easy. I went through a breakup that led me through another dark time. I felt so unworthy and rejected that I didn't know what to do. I felt as though this man was my life. I had invested so much in him and barely any time with God. At this time, I was at a point where I wanted to take my own life. It was my old self coming back to haunt me. But by the grace of God, he rescued me from my selfish desires. During this season, my life began to change. I had heard about regeneration, and a friend convinced me to meet her there. When I walked through those doors for the first night, I was terrified. I felt as though everyone was looking at me, and I was so worried they would see the tears streaming down my face. As I sat in that chair and listened to the testimony on the stage, I felt as though the Lord was speaking right to me. Loss of a parent, check. Depression, check. Suicidal thoughts, check. The Lord really was setting everything up perfectly for me to see how much I was in need of his help and that I must fully surrender that over to him. As my journey began through Regen, I felt a sense of panic. My life was becoming an open vessel to those around me. Steps 1 through 3 were reminders of my need for God, but actually admitting that I was incapable of doing any of this on my own and truly seeing the struggles I was facing. My life was a constant battle of always doing what I wanted and making others happy, that I failed to put my trust in the Lord. During step 4, inventory, the Lord revealed so much to me. Through the weeks in inventory, I openly admitted that I had been codependent on many things throughout my life, specifically relationships with men. That codependency led to the depression, which led to my suicidal thoughts. I was finding all my value in what they thought of me. My identity had been placed in the hands of men instead of my Heavenly Father. God began to break those walls, set me back on the foundation I was meant to stand on, Jesus Christ. No human could fill the continuous void I felt. Only Jesus could accomplish that. It was amazing to see the Lord working in my life and those around me. The shame of feeling unwanted and unloved slowly became replaced with the identity that I am who's been loved immeasurably by God and am one with him. Step 5, I felt a sense of freedom to be able to share all the baggage I had been carrying. I was welcomed with grace and love. When I confessed, my sin no longer had power over me. I was fully known. Throughout the remainders of the steps, I learned what it means to forgive others and myself, make amends with those who I've harmed or have harmed me, and reach a new level of closeness with God. In the end, I truly left feeling regenerated and redeemed. God transformed this woman you see before you. I am not perfect and still feel the temptation of sin trying to sneak in, but I know that God is the one I must always hold fast to. I feel that with these steps, I was given a guide on how to walk through life here on earth. God has provided so many opportunities to see all his glory. And with that, I have now the pleasure of co-leading a group of wonderful ladies. These women continue to inspire and motivate me to be a godly woman. It has been amazing to see all that the Lord is doing in each of their lives and watching him beautifully orchestrate their every step. Now I live my life for the sake of Christ, to abide in his word and find my identity in him. I am a daughter of the Most High King. He showed me that I am loved, cherished, valued, and worth the sacrifice that he made on the cross. My past does not define me, and my life is his. Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. That is exactly what it is, grace. Grace to give me freedom, grace to break free from the sinful patterns, and grace to reveal the true beauty of a loving relationship with my God. Sharing the joy that I have found in God is of utmost importance. Jesus is my focus and my top priority. He created me and my life, and I will glorify him until I am called home. If I can encourage you with one thing, remember our God fights for you and truly loves everything about you. He is the answer. Put your faith in him and trust his plan, because God doesn't make mistakes. He loves you. My name is Kelsey. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from codependency and depression, and to God be all the glory.